Well, Palestine's Islamic Jihad says that the fragile truce with Israel in Gaza is in its final stages and is likely to collapse. Islamic Jihad's military wing, the Al-Quds Brigades, issued a statement saying that it will respond to Israel's assassination of its members. The statement was made in response to the killing of three Islamic Jihad activists, an Israeli assassination drone attack on Tuesday near Rafah in southern Gaza. Earlier this month, another Israeli airstrike in the north of the besieged enclave left two Palestinians dead and two injured. The Egyptian brokered truce ended Israel's eight-day war on Gaza in November 2012. Let's cross over to Gaza. Join the Press TV's correspondent, Ashraf Shannon. Ashraf, good to have you with us. Please fill us in on this latest situation and what exactly could it mean when the Islamic Jihad is saying the military wing Al-Quds Brigade is basically saying that this truce is very, very likely to be ending soon.
Yes, Marzia, Abu Ahmed, the spokesperson for the Palestinian Islamic Jihad's military wing, the Al-Quds Brigade, said earlier on Tuesday that the truce is very fragile, unlikely to collapse because of continued Israeli violations of the truce that was signed between the Palestinian factions and Israel under the patronage of Egypt back in 2012, which ended Israel's eight-day war in Gaza. That war, as we remember, claimed the lives of at least 170 Palestinians and injured many more almost on a daily basis. Israeli forces violate that truce. For example, on Tuesday, an Israeli assassination drone killed three activists from the Islamic Jihad. Basically, the activists were in the border area southeast of the town of Khan Yunis, near the southern Gaza Strip town of Rafah, and they confronted an Israeli special force. A gun battle started, and the Israeli military called in the assassination drone, and the activists were hit with rockets fired from the drone. Earlier this month, as you mentioned, two Palestinians were killed, including one activist from the Islamic Jihad. A lot of the attacks on Palestinian activists were actually from Islamic Jihad fighters since the beginning of that truce agreement.
Well, Ashraf, tell me about the people of Gaza. I mean, with this situation, they have pressure, obviously, not only from the Israelis, but also from Egypt, and not opening the border. And now the situation in general with this drone attack. What are the people saying themselves? Would they support the Islamic Jihad's basically breaking of the truce? And what could that mean if the truce really is not abide by? What could it mean for the people there?
Mazzeh, the situation is very hard in Gaza with the Israeli blockade since 2007, and it's being complicated by the restrictions of the Egyptian military along the border with Egypt and the closure of Rafah crossing. And now with this situation, people here are bracing themselves for another war. A lot of people you talk to in Gaza are not happy about this truce because they keep being at the receiving end of Israeli aggression, and they would love to see some retribution from the Palestinian side. And they and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad has always been pro-resistance, armed resistance against the Israeli regime with all means.
Thank you so much for that update out of Gaza. Press TV's correspondent, Ashraf Shannon.